This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Excitement personified on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Reese McFadden, Kara Schillen, and lying, no good so-and-sos are everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. The woman that filed the complaint against Trump's manager. What an outrage. ExxonMobil is lying to the public. What an outrage. Volkswagen has deceptive diesel claims. What an outrage.
Who can you trust?
I can't trust anybody but you, and you can trust me.
Yeah.
And that's it. Okay, so you realize how
anything,
silly...
You're a little too honest.
Me? Yeah. No, it's my
That's what bugs me.
I know. Okay, so here's the situation. There are three of these. There's probably a dozen, probably 30, 300 of these stories if you wanted to dig around for them. But the best examples of this foolishness that just... We, if you watch the news, it's almost becoming like a comedy. Instead of having newscasters,
it's the leading comedy story.
This guy
everywhere.
It's just incredible
abuse thing.
You look at the tape, and nothing happened. But because the news media is one of our own,
well, he did grab her.
Yeah, but did he grab her and then throw her to the floor?
He did not. She claims that I was jolted back and thrown to the floor.
Who defines that?
And he claims he just grabbed her. She claims they got bruises. They claim, how do you know the bruises came from this Trump's campaign manager?
Right.
You know, it's been blown out of proportion. Should he have touched her? No. He should never touch her.
Well, she shouldn't have touched him. Touched Trump.
And Trump claims that the Breitbart reporter, Kim Fields, that she grabbed him first. Maybe I should sue her. No, it's so blown out of proportion.
Yep. Okay, so the next thing that's blown out of proportion is the claim that Exxon is lying. Exxon makes its living, its stock and trade is to lie. And you think they just started doing it now? They've been lying since they've been in existence. That's what they do. People that run these big companies lie. Politicians lie. People who have a lot at stake, who don't want to lose control of power, lie. Volkswagen lied. I don't like that word, but it's pretty descriptive. Volkswagen. This is news. The Federal Trade Commission accused Volkswagen of deceiving consumers into buying diesel vehicles. So now they're suing
that
for $15 billion in damages. Well, I told you, both my children bought at the same time. They talked to each other, and they both decided, okay, my son said, I'm getting a Volkswagen sedan,
sure.
45 miles to a gallon. We save money. It's great.
And I totally get that, the deception of the gas mileage that they were promised that they would get.
Yeah.
But how were they deceived into buying a diesel?
They weren't. They wanted to buy a diesel. Both of them. Megan has always driven diesel cars. She had a little Rover when she was a student in England for 7 years. This little tin can with like a 40-horsepower diesel engine in it and a 5-speed transmission. And there's a little blue Rover. She drove it around for 7 years. And it was very cheap. It was cheap to buy, cheap to operate. And that's how she learned what the value of diesel. Well, actually, she learned on the farm because all my tractors and trucks and stuff are diesel. So she was familiar with diesel as a kid growing up, knew what it was all about, wasn't afraid of it. Okay, let's do it because it's inexpensive. The engines last forever. I got a Ford pickup truck, 2000. Has 294,000 miles on it. Engine's never been apart. Put new injectors in it. It gets now 13, 14 miles to a gallon. Diesel fuel for the around here is cheaper now for the first time in years than gasoline. Price of gasoline is creeping up.
We all know that corporations lie to us.
Yes.
And corporations are bad.
Diesel's bad. That's what I was trying to get at. Yeah, these people.
Bernie Sanders should be president so that we can deal with these lying corporations.
Right.
Who cheat us all the time and don't pay any taxes.
Bernie for president. Yeah.
Feel the burn.
Yes. Okay. So those of you who look at the climate roundup story of the day, because every day there's a different. I'm not laughing about what's going on because it's serious and what happens is happening. It's true. But it isn't caused by environmentally irresponsible companies like Exxon. Are they environmentally irresponsible? Absolutely. Are they no good son of a bees? Absolutely. Did this start yesterday? No. It didn't start yesterday. So somebody woke up and decided we'd make a headline out of it, and a few attorney, 21 or 22 attorneys generals of states around the country are suing Exxon for climate change, greenhouse gases. They lied to us because they aren't trying to reduce the greenhouse gases. How are you going to do that? They can't. Volkswagen and the other car manufacturers, by the way, you never hear about BMW, same thing. Mercedes, same thing. There are good engines around. Most of them are made in Europe. The Rover that Meredith has just bought has a diesel engine in it. It's great. It's a very efficient engine, lots more mileage. It's just as quiet as a gas engine. You can't tell it's diesel if you don't know. And these people have done a great job in getting the engines to where they need to be so that they pass the emissions control. But in some circumstances, remember, these cars, I'm talking about the diesel engines now, today, that you buy, versus the ones that were the cars that my kids had
back in the 80s, Oldsmobile.
I had
a 88 diesel that was a converted car.
Gas engine. It was a 350 block, and they tried to make a gas engine. They blew up at 30,000.
They were garbage.
It was a garbage. Oh, my God. It was horrible. But I had an old, how many Mercedes I've had starting in 1972? I had two Mercedes 220 diesels that lasted forever. Had no power, no torque. But they were very inexpensive.
My kids could have beat that Mercedes I had off the line.
We had 240, we had a 300.
I stomped on the gas pedal and said, go. Nothing. My 9-year-old daughter could have outrun me on the 100-yard dash.
Right, yeah. And they smoked. Smoke. Black smoke come out of them.
It was a great car.
They were great cars.
It took you forever to get up to 20 miles an hour, but once you did, man, that thing was awesome.
And when they
stopped,
remember I had the most recent one. I've had like 300, I had three of those, I think, over the years. I had one until last year, a 1986 Mercedes.
That's the one you wanted to drive down to Washington and dump in my driveway?
Yeah, that was what I was going to give you. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Funny. I almost drove down to your house and dropped this car off in your driveway this weekend. What am I going to do with it?
Just bring it to your brother and have him sell it. Whatever it is. But the point is, we're having fun with this because it is, it's amusing. It's serious, but it's amusing. Everybody wants to get worked up about something. The news media's got to get your shorts crumpled up about something every day.
Man, let me tell you something.
Playing you like
just watching the TV news at the top of the hour.
Ah.
What a waste of my 5 minutes. I'll never get that 5 minutes back. My life is just sucked 5 minutes out of my life.
Yep. Well, it's a good thing you're listening to the Good Day program.
At least we can giggle about it a little bit.
Well, because it's just so foolish.
It really is.
All right.
57 different
By
angles.
The way, here's another very important story today. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, hold on to your hat. Ice cream fans.
Uh-oh, this is big news.
Taking vanilla for granted, but the beans are actually not the vanilla beans. May, in fact, not be vanilla beans. No.
And if they are, you're paying three times as much for your ice cream right now.
Madagascar, the African island nation that's the world's leading vanilla bean producer, has had a poor harvest. So now the price of vanilla beans has tripled. So if you want real vanilla beans in your ice cream, you're going to pay three times as much for it starting pretty soon, as a matter of fact. The price boost is attributed not only to lower supply, but poor quality. So that means ice cream is going to cost you more money. Vanilla will never be the same again. Okay.
You know what? I'm surprised here.
Why?
I'm just looking up right now Häagen-Dazs vanilla ice cream ingredients. I'm surprised they actually still use...
They do. Vanilla ice cream. Beans?
Yeah, vanilla beans. And because, you know...
Most of the...
my kids are eating Aunt Jemima maple syrup this weekend on their...
That's not maple syrup. That's nothing but sugar. It's corn syrup.
It's corn syrup.
That's all it is. So, in the cheap vanilla ice cream that you buy at Friendly's or you go to the store and you buy... Maybe even Breyers used to be better ice cream. I'm a connoisseur of ice cream. I know... If there's anything I know about, it's ice cream.
But it's not just because you like it. It's because your cows supplied Breyers for 15 years.
Yeah, right? We had a Breyers plant here in Framingham until a year or so ago, and
now they make it in China.
They may very well make it in China. we had my brown cows. Brown cows are really high butterfat content, so that's what you want. In good ice cream, you want butterfat. You want high quality cream that has really good butterfat count. So, because I was the closest guy around, they used to come, and they'd skim the butterfat and off of the milk. They do, because obviously, if you don't keep it spinning, the cream's going to rise to the top. So they take that, and that's what they use to make the ice cream. Now they don't do that anymore. As Richie said, I don't know where they make it, but they don't use the same ingredients because it costs too much money. But and that's why Häagen-Dazs and the other really expensive brands of ice cream are as expensive as they are because they have really good ingredients in them. This go to the like in any other food, anything, no matter what it is. Go down the aisle and look at frozen peas versus canned peas and see the difference in the nutritional content. And then go to the ice cream place and pick up a quart of Häagen-Dazs and then pick up, and Ben and Jerry's too, that's pretty good quality ice cream. And then take it to, compare it to the store brand. Seal test ice cream, whatever it is. And you look at it.
Here's Häagen-Dazs. Cream, skim milk, sugar, egg yolks, natural vanilla.
Yep. Natural vanilla and egg yolks. Now, let's see if you can find anybody else's ice cream.
Seal test. That's a good one.
Yeah. Look at seal test. And you will find that there is. It's like the milk, the raw milk versus the pasteurized milk that I used to have in my store. Isn't that, they cook all the good stuff out of it. So what did you find in Seal Test ice cream?
No.
Keep the audience waiting.
Corn syrup.
Corn syrup, yeah. That stop right there.
Cream, whey,
and
diglycerides.
If you can't pronounce it,
carob bean gum.
Yeah, gum.
Guar gum, carrageenan, natural flavor, annatto coloring.
If you can't pronounce it.
Tarragum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
You don't want to
stop.
Yeah, thank you.
Enough said.
I think Meredith and I were talking about this the other day. I was looking at a label for somebody, trying to remember what it was. If she's listening, she'll send me an email and tell me what it was. But we were comparing the ingredients in something, and she said, don't buy it if you can't pronounce what's in it. And so that's probably as good a handle as you can get on anything. Oh, I think it was.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I know what it was. Almond milk. There's different kinds of milk because I'm now, because I don't have my raw milk, I'm lactose intolerant to regular milk. So I'm looking around and she drinks almond milk. And so she said, be careful because there's really good whole pure almond milk, and then there's the other almond milk that if you look at the label, you can't pronounce the stuff that's on it. Don't buy it. What did you say? For what?
Well, I quickly saw a Breyers that said corn syrup, but now I'm looking at their natural vanilla.
Yeah, it's two, right.
Simple ingredients like cream, sugar, milk, and you ready for this?
Right.
Rainforest Alliance certified vanilla beans.
They're not being grown in Madagascar then, because the rainforest is not in Africa, it's in South America. So, all right, isn't that exciting? You know that you are the smartest kid on your block when it comes to knowing about ice cream.
Diesel engines, and ice cream. We got you covered.
We're all set here, folks. Don't go anywhere else. For the real news, the important things that affect your life truly and dearly, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Yeah, what he said.
All right.
Thank you. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Sing this song at the reception in Moscow for this billionaire's daughter and her husband's wedding. But this tells you, it's very interesting, as we listen to some of the music we have here in this portion of the program. This is usually a musical focus and the story behind it. So the story behind Sting and J-Lo and Enrique Iglesias being flown into a Moscow restaurant and banqueting hall to perform at the wedding of Said Guzierev and Kaja Ukhsahavov.
Yeah, what he said.
Whatever, I don't know. She's a 20, studying dentistry in Moscow. He is a fellow that grew up in England, went to Oxford. The father is a oil and media tycoon, member of the royal family in Saudi Arabia, worth $6.5 billion, according to Forbes magazine. So decided to have a big party, and it flew in Sting. But I'm guessing, Richie, this song wasn't on the performance schedule. For those of you who don't know this song,
this is all about the Reagan Khrushchev Cold War.
Right, it's a Cold War song.
And it basically says, I hope the Russians love their children too.
It's a great song, actually. It's a great lyric line.
It's a great album. The whole album is great. Dream of the Blue Turtle.
All right, so Sting performs at his wedding. Too. And then there's J-Lo. Are you going to play another Sting song?
You know,
this he probably sung.
There's that Sultan out there in Russia. Yeah. You will perform rock sound.
Yeah.
I would pay extra $1 million for you to perform
rock
sound.
That's what they do. They paid each one of them. They paid each one of them $1 million
right,
to show up. J-Lo flew over the night before. She's doing the TV show. She's on American Idol? Is she on American Idol or The Voice? Which one?
American Idol. She's on The Shades of Blue.
Right. And she's doing a movie. But she took a night to fly to Moscow to perform for this wedding to pick up a check for $1 million. I'd probably do that, would you? For a day's work, $1 million? Right, so J-Lo sing, and what an interesting combination for some reason. And Enrique Iglesias made the bill as well. Her wedding gown cost $18,000. The wedding cost $18 million by the time they were all done. So I was talking to Kara earlier about how much wedding gowns cost. Meredith's daughter's getting married next month. And I've never asked how much the wedding dress cost. I don't even know how much when I got married, how much Tony's wedding dress cost.
My wife's was $300.
$300.
Yeah, and she looked hot.
Did she?
Yeah.
Did she keep the wedding? Did she keep it?
She has it somewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
So why don't you put these after the wedding? Why don't you just put them up on Craigslist and
stuff? Yeah, a lot of people do that now.
Yeah. I mean, you use it once and that's it.
Right.
Is it more likely to happen if you get a divorce? If you keep your wedding dress and then you get a divorce, you sell the wedding dress? What do you think? But Kara, has your mother still got her wedding dress?
Yeah, she's got it somewhere in the attic. But there's actually this website that I had heard of a couple years ago, and it's specifically like for wedding dresses or things that you got from past relationships that you can sell to new people.
Wedding rings.
I don't know. That's bad mojo, man.
Yeah,
I don't know if I want that kind of juju following me to my wedding.
Yeah, but see, some people
cheap,
don't.
So if you don't mind bad mojo, then it's okay.
Right. No, a lot of people don't take that into consideration, Richie. That's just a fact of
sure.
life. Huh? No, I'm not kidding. So anyway, I just played those three performers because it sort of underscores what the reality is with some of these Saudi Arabian oil barons. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, one of the more common questions I get asked is, Warren, why do pets lick us? There are many, many reasons. Because they love you. For the most part, it is a sign of affection. Remember this. From the day they were born, the first thing their mother did was lick them to keep them clean. Licking is connected to their earliest social bonds, so it's a significant part of their social behavior. Another reason why dogs lick you is to get to know you. Even though a dog's sense of smell may be their strongest sense, they learn a lot from what they taste as well. That's why they lick other dogs in greetings and why they lick people. In the wild, wolves lick other wolves. Mouse determine if they've eaten and if there's a good food source in the area. Taste tells them a lot more than just how to fill their belly, especially in domesticated dogs. When they lick you, it tells them about your chemical composition, which can clue them a lot about your behavior. So the next time your dog licks you, it may be because he just wants to taste you, or it may be because he really does love you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen, with my friend Rich McFadden and Kara Schillen. We'll be joined by Dr. Ronald Hoffman, another friend of the program, friend of yours, with some important medical information, a number of stories. I don't know if we go back to this. We've been going through, if you've just joined us, we've spent the last half hour talking about what lying, no good son of a guns most all big corporations are. And this is not to take them apart. Look, I'm in the advertising business. I can't have this program on the air if I don't bring you advertisements from people who run these big companies. And just because you're running a big company doesn't mean that automatically you're a liar. It just means that you seem to kind of get there. And I left out, Rich, you were talking about Volkswagen.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Exxon. And we were talking about politicians. And I don't know, we went through a number of Monsanto. But we left out the NFL.
Oh, those guys.
What a bunch of lying buzzards they are.
Well, because we all like them, because they provide us with entertainment.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I haven't left anybody out. One of the largest hospital chains in Washington, shut down by computer malware that prevented medical staff from looking up phone number, look up anything.
Yeah.
It was MedStar Health.
Mm-hmm.
They have, what, 3 or 4 hospitals?
More than that. More like 8 to 10 hospitals.
Do they really?
In Washington, D.C. area.
So
yeah.
How has this played out? Richie's in Washington. How did
it's basically
out?
A ransomware. It's kind of funny. The guys are asking for $19,000.
Why?
What a 19. Random number. Why wouldn't you ask for 100,000? Why wouldn't you ask for a million? It's 19,000. So basically, the hospitals have had to shut down the computer servers and go to paper while they're trying to figure it out. They do have some systems operating, but it pretty much shut down the hospital's ability to take in new patients for a day. And they're slowly back up and running. They're not going to pay it, but they figure they have a way around it.
By the way, Jennifer Horn, we think we've be back next week. A lot of you have reacted to a couple of the ladies that we've had on the air this past couple of days. Victoria Keelan has been here. We had Michelle Gerson on last week, and people like them. And so we'll maybe find another voice here and there. A voice in the wilderness coming onto the radio. Here's I met... just I'm getting...
What?
Hit here in the face with all of these companies or all of the stories. I just want to make sure the NFL is included on our list of liars. And so here's a newly released group of email from the National Hockey League acknowledging in 2011 a link between fighting and the, you know, the stick on the hockey players love to whack each other over the head with their stick.
Yeah.
Right. Brain trauma, depression, personal tragedies. The league's official stance that there is no connection between the violent contact in the sport and concussions is laughable. So the emails had been unsealed because of a court order and a class action lawsuit against the NHL filed by 24 former players. The athletes contend the NHL failed to properly educate them about the risks associated with repeated head injuries. Come on.
Give me a break.
Are you nuts?
Hey, listen,
you don't think
NHL...
you get hit over the head with a stick, it's going to not have some kind of impact on your brain?
It's the only professional sports league that lets their players fight for 2 minutes before they break
right.
it up. So come on now. I'll try and feed me that. They should name one of their teams the Concussions. The Washington, D.C. Concussions.
By the way, Ron Hoffman, as I said, is going to join us in a few minutes. I want to talk with him about something that we have trending at DougStefan.com, the Zika virus and how long you ought to wait to get pregnant if you've been exposed to it. The television news today, world of TV, saddened by the passing of Patty Duke, who won an Oscar. She was the star of her own story on television, The Patty Duke Show. She won an Oscar for her performance as Helen Keller in The Miracle Worker. She was the star playing two roles in the story of her life. Her son has been talking about her, and I think that the fact that Sean Astin has been around talking about his mother, I think is actually quite interesting, the stories that he played.
I forgot she was his mother.
Really? So,
I was shocked she was only 69.
69 years old. How many people have died that were 69 or younger?
Glenn Frey just died at 69.
Right, and the British actor that now I can see him, he was in movies.
Alan Rickman.
Alan Rifkin, not Rifkin. Where did it just go?
Rickman,
that's it. And who else died that was 69?
I believe David Bowie was.
David Bowie was 69?
Yeah.
Yep. So, anyway, the fact that she had bipolar disorder, she was on all kinds of drugs, kind of like Shirley Temple and Judy Garland, although Shirley Temple didn't really have, it wasn't really a big thing with Shirley Temple, but it certainly affected the life of Judy Garland, and the story that Patty Duke tells is pretty much the same. Matter of fact, Richie, if you want to play cut 3004, it's Patty Duke talking about being diagnosed as bipolar and why she went public with that information.
Let me get on
it. Okay, Richie, over on the left hand side.
The role won the award.
You inhabited the role.
No, that's the story
at the time,
about her.
I think that was
3004.
Huh? It is?
Yeah. That's when you won it, right?
We have 23004s. Nice job, whoever put this together. The one I wanted was the one after that.
Okay.
The doctor said to me, don't be afraid. I think you're manic depressive. My reaction was, thank God it has a name. That meant to me that I'm not the only one. They wouldn't have a name for it if I was the only one. I think miracle worker, I think there were bipolar things going on only in retrospect, but they worked for the part. I didn't really notice an instant drop off of employment I didn't even notice that after my book was published about bipolar. It was important to me. I figured I must have this for a reason. I'm supposed to tell people about it. I felt if I kept it a secret, it would be like a scientist keeping a secret. That's why I wrote the book. That's why I have spent 30 years in the field, traveling the country, talking, having one-on-ones with people as well as groups. The biggest problem still in all these years is stigma.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny, she mentions, thank God it's got a name. I was just watching a local news anchor here in Washington, D.C. talk about her son with Asperger syndrome.
Yeah.
And how relieved they were when they realized she was reading on the internet, Asperger syndrome, and she started screaming to her husband, this is it, this is it, now we know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of being saddened or afraid that they realized he's got Asperger's, they were relieved.
Well, at least they know. There's
because
a name.
Now they know what to do and how to manage it.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Ron about bipolarism and stuff. All right, let's a couple of other television stories quickly. The Blacklist is going to have a spinoff, and Famke Janssen is going to be the star. Blacklist is going to introduce her as a character in its May 5th episode. They just finished shooting it, so details are a little sketchy. But she apparently is going to be the mother to one of the series regulars. And then the spinoff pilot is going to air in May before the end of Sweeps. This is one of the best performing series on NBC in a long time. It's quite
really good.
An intriguing
good show.
Yeah, right. So
she looks way too young to be anybody's mother, but she's 51.
Famke Janssen?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a bad James Bond girl. She was the wife in the Taken series. She was an excellent. Yeah, she's been around. You recognize her face. Lorraine Toussaint is going to reprise her role for Law and Order. She's going to one of the Dick Wolf Chicago shows. Now, I'm trying to. Richie, you do a IMDb on her.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to visualize who this. I'm sure if I saw her,
attractive black woman, thick hair,
yeah,
longer hair.
He's bringing a lot of the players from New York, like S. Epatha Murkison,
yeah,
is in the Med show.
Great.
She was the lieutenant in the original Law and Order for almost 20 years. She's there, and there are a bunch of others that are beginning to show up there that are part of, like, his Wolf's stock of players. Walking Dead is getting a big season finale, 90 minutes.
How many people die in that episode?
Man, I'll tell you something. I don't see it. Roberta's the only one excited about that. HBO folks have announced that Ellen DeGeneres is producing a cancer special. This is the...
She's the producer of that little Big Shots thing with Steve Harvey?
Yes, with Steve Harvey. Yes, I do. And so we were talking about Quincy Jones, the comedian, not the singer, the other day, who appeared on her program a week or so ago because his Kickstarter campaign caught her attention. He started a fundraising page because he didn't have enough money to pay for the treatment of his stage 4... how do you pronounce this? Mesolomia? That stuff that's from...
Ron.
Ron, are you right there?
Yes.
All right, so what's... Is it mesolonia with the stuff that comes from asbestos? How do you pronounce that?
Mesothelioma.
That's
mesothelioma.
Too. Right.
You got me doing it.
Okay, so what causes... that? Is asbestos? You see ads all the time on TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you suffer from this...
Yeah.
So what is it, and why is it so deadly?
It's due to a chronic irritation of usually the lining of the lungs, the pleura. So it's actually not deep within the lungs like more typical lung cancers. But it's very highly associated with industrial exposures. And these little tiny fibers just get in there, and they irritate and irritate. It's like a time bomb. It's like 20 or 30 years later, mesothelioma may emerge. But particularly when there's... You add some element like smoking. It's an additive effect.
Yeah, right. Okay. We'll talk about... I'm going to tie that into the discussion of Patty Duke in a moment. Dr. Ron Hoffman with his weekly report up next here on Good Day.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You are unique, which means there's only one brand of jewelry that can fully capture everything you are. Pandora. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, is the place to wrap yourself in the latest Pandora trends. Stop in between March 31st and April 3rd, and you'll receive a free Pandora bracelet with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more. The one piece that completes your look is waiting for you at Jared. Free bracelet must be of equal or lesser value than $65. Void where prohibited while supplies last.
Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us. He has one of the best newsletters in any field, but certainly in the medical profession. If you want to know what's going on and you want to get a straight shot, a straight focus on information that's available, Ron has it. He knows how to digest it and explain it to you. So check out his newsletter at drhoffman.com. The Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, drhoffman.com. All right, we're talking about Patty Duke dying, another one passing away at the age of 69. I don't know about it. Gets close to your heart and my heart, and we get
indeed
into those numbers.
Too close for comfort.
Yeah, exactly. So she had bipolar disorder. Is that something that can cause you physical harm? Would that cause? She was addicted to tobacco. She was a big smoker, a drinker, drugs, that kind of stuff. But she was sort of exposed to it all as a youngster and never was able to shake it. But the bipolar thing, does that contribute to or is it a result of some of these abuses?
Well, as the ancient Romans used to say, in mens sana, corpora sana, in a healthy body, a healthy mind. And it's kind of a reciprocal relationship. If you've got a severe mental disorder like schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, profound depression, it's going to take a toll on your physical being. Number one, because, just the stress of a mental disorder has negative effects on the body, but also because with bipolar disorder, this is the formerly called manic depression, like the Jimi Hendrix song.
Right.
The more PC term now is bipolar disorder, is you have these highs and lows, you have these tendencies to act out impulsively with dangerous behaviors sometimes.
Risk-taking
behavior. Yeah, exactly. And that can be very, very harmful.
All right, Richie, you got 2 points from Richie with a mention of the Jimi Hendrix song, by the way, Ron. I wanted to.
Of course you do. Thank you.
I needed that.
Okay, so the Zika virus back in, one of the stories trending at DougSteffen.com, basically a question, how long should you wait to get pregnant if you catch the Zika virus? The story sort of digs into that at DougSteffen.com. You want to give us a synopsis of what you think with regard to that,
okay,
Ron?
This is going to be a problem because it's warming up in the Northern Hemisphere. We here in the Northeast don't know it yet because it's actually getting colder.
Right,
we're going backwards.
Yeah.
But pretty soon it's going to be warm and the mosquitoes are going to be buzzing around. And the question is, whether they will extend their range way up into the Northeast, but they certainly will be in the southern part of the United States. So now this problem, which was confined to the Caribbean and Latin America, will become a U.S. problem in short order. Now it's mostly a risk that's posed to tourists, and certainly it's going to be an issue around the Olympics, the upcoming Summer Olympics. The question is, how long should you wait after having had a Zika? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Can it stay in the body? We know it can stay in the body because they actually had these cases recently of Ebola where they thought people were cured and then transmitted Ebola through sex. So it stays, certain viruses stay in the body. Possibly Zika can stay in the body a long time.
So we talk about women being exposed. What would happen if you had sex with a man who had a Zika bite. What does that do? Does it get transferred in bodily fluids?
Right. Very unlikely that there will be transmission, but there's a slight chance. So it's kind of like you're playing Russian roulette with a gun that has 200 chambers.
Right. Stay away from it, in other words.
Yeah. It's gonna be problematic. Yeah.
A word to the wise is sufficient. Problem is, you don't always know where your partner has been. And exactly. Especially if it's a fresh relationship.
They may not even know they've had it.
That's very true. Yep. Dr. Ron Hoffman here with us on Good Day. Always express my appreciation for his good knowledge, and you can find out more about how he thinks by going to drhoffman.com.
Thank you, Doctor.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Make your questions quick. He's only got 5 minutes. Warren Eckstein, the host of The Pet Show. You know, you could be here every morning. I would love to have you as a co-host of the program. You are affable, intelligent, fun. You have a great way about you, and people would love to hear from you. I bet on any number of things. I'd love to have you weigh in. For example, on the presidential race, what kind of pets do all of these characters have? Have you done a study on that?
No, I haven't, which absolutely amazes me. And the thing that amazes me more than anything, Doug, is that all of these candidates running, if they took one picture of them kissing or hugging a dog or a cat, yep, they'd get the election.
Win. They'd win.
Of course. Maybe. Listen, I always say this, over 60% of people in the United States now live with pets. So it's a big amount of people, and people really want someone who shows some compassion. Of all the candidates out there, think of every single candidate out there, I haven't seen one really have that emotional relationship with either a person or a pet.
Looks like Hillary Clinton has a poodle mix.
Well, they had the dog that got run over. Remember they had that nice dog?
Yeah, Sox. They remember Sox, the cat that used to run around the outside of the White House?
Yeah.
And Marco Rubio had a Shih Tzu. That's appropriate. And Ted Cruz has got one of those little
Shih Tzus.
Bichon Frises.
Yeah.
Look at this. Ben Carson looks like he's got a a pit mix, Doug.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now I even like him more because you said the other ones have purebred dogs, and it sounds to me like maybe he has a mix. He adopted a shelter. Can you imagine if Donald Trump went out today and went to a shelter in New York City and adopted a strange, abused animal and took it home? He'd have the election nailed up.
Carnegie Arena had two dogs.
Yeah. Okay, so we've answered that question. All right, we got a couple of things going on here. The first dog cafe for rescue pups in our focus up next year. Warren Eckstein on the air with the Good Day program.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon shooting, buggy riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Doug Steffen and Warren Eckstein on the Good Day program. Warren is the pet show host, does a great program heard around the country every weekend on dogs, cats, pets. You saw the work being done by this dog named Dog Vinci, a painter, and some of the things they're selling for charity. On Long Island, you can sell anything for charity. But as near as I can tell, they put paint on the dog's paws and then walk around on some canvas. Is that, am I right about that?
Hey, listen, I live in Santa Monica, California. You can see the artists here. That looks like they all put feet, paint on their feet.
Yes,
it doesn't look any different.
Being one of your neighbors, I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay, so
I think it's a great idea. Anything that's
like
charity, money for animals, good idea.
The first dog cafe for rescue pups, generating some serious buzz. Our poll at DougSteffen.com asking where you got your pet. Listen to this, Warren. 32% of the people responding at DougSteffen.com got their most recent pet at a shelter, 24% from a relative or a friend, 20% in other sources, 13% a private breeder, 12% a pet store. So that's trending in the right direction, I think, don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to see the pet store down to zero, but other than that, it is trending in the right direction.
Yeah. The video of the day.
I think the cafe is a great idea, Doug. The cafe
is
one that opened up years ago for cats, and they ran out of cats. Every time people came in, they would wind up adopting a cat. So I'm hoping it works the same for dogs.
This is the this is in Los Angeles. You've probably been there. I'm trying to remember where it is. The lady that runs it is Sarah Wolfgang, and she's been doing this off and on for 15 years. She says she doesn't like puppy mills. I'm trying. She's in South L.A. someplace.
I'm going to have to take a ride over there and give you a report on
it. Yeah, I'd like to know more about it myself. I wouldn't mind going over there. The two of us go over there together. Check out the video of the day that we posted at DougSteffen.com, too, of Buddy the Bulldog, who would rather sit than walk on the treadmill. That's a great visual. See, I mean, it is a great
shock.
Visual. 59 after.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.